welcome to A Drummer's Guide to the podcast, all about the things it takes to be a professional musician, aside from actually playing your instrument. We kind of take that as a given, hopefully. There's always things to learn, of course. If you watched the last episode or listened to it, it's kind of irrelevant, actually. If you watched the last episode, I found out what it was. So for some reason, every time because I'm a handsy person when I talk, but when I was accidentally doing thumbs up or something, or thumbs down, or I don't know, and my camera would just freeze, and I didn't know why. Anyway, it's an OBS thing. For anyone else that uses OBS, which I use it a lot, I've used it for a long time, it's an amazing piece of software just for, like, mainly for streaming, actually. It's really, really great. But there was some setting, basically, that I had to switch off. I swear to you, I did not switch it on in the first place. Maybe they thought it was a cool feature, but it kept freeze framing stuff that I didn't need freeze framed at all. I never need a freeze frame, not really. But anyway, I've just rambled on about random OBS stuff, but I'd like to start by thanking all the supporters over on Patreon. You guys are the reason that I get to carry on doing this and have continued to get to do this for so long now. I appreciate you so much. You guys absolutely rock. So thank you. So today, I would like to talk about identity and the pitfalls of how you identify yourself. And this subject has been a point of conversation for me with so many different people over the years, and I'll talk about some of the more recent ones, but one that definitely, in fact, I'm going to do another episode with my sister, with Hannah Dolan Davis, the ice skater extraordinaire, coach at Alexandra Palace. If anyone wants to have lessons with her, she also was on Rob and Romesh Versus when they learnt how to ice skate. She was their teacher. She used to tour with Disney on Ice for 7 or 8 years. I can't remember, touring the world. She is an awesome human being, basically one of my favorite on the planet, and she just happens to be my sister. I'm very lucky. Anyway, I'm going to bring her back on because we're definitely going to talk about this. We were sort of like, when she came off the road from Disney, which was, I don't know, three, four years ago, she kind of spoke a lot about the identities of people coming off the road and a lot of ice skaters coming off the road struggling with what that meant for them and how they identified themselves. And this has been an ongoing conversation because it's a really interesting concept to me, how, and to her, like how you identify yourself and then when things change, how you deal with that. Because it's I think, now look, bear in mind, all of this is kind of just my observations, stuff that I've read, whether they're scientifically cited or not, I don't know, I can't remember, my brain, it doesn't work like that. I read things, and if they resonate with me, I'm like, wow, yeah, that makes sense to me. And yes, that may be confirmation bias, whatever it is, I'm just going to say how I feel about the thing. But I, in my very limited life experience, I find that when an identity that is a strong part of your who you are, like a strong percentage of who you are, let's talk about that. Talk about that, baby. Yeah, why not? When that changes, even if you know it's going to change, I personally have seen people go into very deep, dark states of depression, which have led to other bad things. I have also, you can just see the struggle against who am I now, as Zoolander would say, who am I? And it's such an interesting idea because it's kind of these labels that we put on ourselves. And so the most recent time that I've sort of been speaking about this, I went on to Nate Williams's podcast, which is called, I think it's called In Session With, and he basically brings on his mates who are all musicians, session musicians, well, all the ones I've seen at least. And I say his mates, we've never met, we had never spoken before this point. However, we run in all the same circles. It's wild that we hadn't met yet. Anyway, he's lovely, he's great. Phenomenal player, beautiful groove. The podcast is brilliant. I would highly recommend it. So yeah, Nate Williams. If you just look up Nate Williams, you'll find him, but I'm pretty sure it's called In Session With. Anyway, we were talking about this idea of identity because there's something that I've always been very purposeful about. And I think it's come from a place of, actually, when I think about it, it's about possession, being someone's possession. I think that's where I'm coming from with this. But the byproduct of that is that it has actually helped me a lot in dealing with things when things change. Now, sorry, I'm speaking in a bit of a roundabout way. So basically, I've been very purposeful in always identifying myself as a drummer who plays with or has played with. But let's talk about that plays with. So for instance, when I was playing with The Darkness, I identified as I'm playing with The Darkness, or I'm the drummer for The Darkness, or, you know, that kind of thing. Not I am The Darkness's drummer. This may seem like such a small distinction, but for me, it's a really big thing. It's the same as, for instance, okay, so The Darkness is slightly different because it's a band, so it maybe that's slightly different, but let's say Kim Wilde, right? Rather than saying I'm Kim Wilde's drummer, or I'm one of Kim Wilde's drummer, since she had two when I was there, I would say I'm playing with Kim Wilde. I'm currently playing with Kim Wilde. You know, I am currently playing with Tricky. I am currently playing with Howard Jones. I'm currently playing with Tom Bailey from the Thompson Twins. I've always been very, very purposeful about that because, like I say, there's a number of reasons for me, the reasons, but they've helped me inadvertently, which is, first of all, I don't like feeling like I'm the possession of an artist. I have issues with that. I have met, like, I don't belong to anyone. I do not. Not in this life. Nah. It's not how I roll. Like, it's just the way I am. Funnily enough, someone told me a story that I'd forgotten about where, was it? I think it was the Stones and, look, I'll probably get this all wrong, but Mick Jagger said to one of his, or maybe it's Ronnie Wood, I think it was Mick Jagger, said to one of like the management or whatever, or their TM or I don't know what, I want to speak to my drummer, can you go and get Charlie or whatever? And this manager went down and said, oh, Charlie, Mick's saying he wants to talk to his drummer, right? And Charlie apparently, I mean, this is proper folklore, isn't it? Apparently Charlie went to wherever Mick was, came in, punched him in the face and went, I'm not your drummer, and then left. And I was like, I've never related to a drummer so much. So yeah, I have issues with feeling like I'm someone's personal property. I think it's to do with feeling it like not indebted to someone, but, you know, not putting myself before my work, if that makes sense. I don't think that makes sense. But anyway, I'm still working through this. This is kind of a work in progress, this situation. Anyway, so I think it's partly to do with that. Also, I really have this strong superstitious thing of, like, as soon as if I identify as someone's drummer, the gig is going to go away. Because the gig always goes away. Nothing lasts forever. You know, whether it's because they move on, they want to get different band members, whether it's I want to move on, whether it's, you know, the artist wants to stop touring, whatever the reason, there's a million reasons that can happen. For some reason, I have this superstition around, as soon as I say I'm X's drummer, it's going to go away and I'm going to look like a Julio Iglesias, which is one of my biggest fears, which is so silly. I know, it's not rational, but there we go. So I guess it gives me a little bit of distance between the work that I'm doing and who I am as a person, which gives me a lot of flexibility. In contrast, as I say, I have seen drummers that have identified as, insert artist's name here, I am their drummer. And when the fallout happens, which it does, it always will, no matter how it ends, I've seen the deep, dark holes that they've then got into, and just this kind of their value disappearing overnight. And like, not to be rude, but some artists or musicians or bands, they don't know how to conduct themselves in a way that is not very, very hurtful and harmful to the people that, you know, when you go on tour with people, when you work with people, it's like your family. It's like your instant family. And if you're with an outfit for, you know, 7 years, say, they are such a huge part of your life. And I know people that have worked with artists for like 7, 8, 9, maybe even longer years, and it's all ended in an email from the management, not even from the artist, nothing from the artist. And it just disappears like that. And all of a sudden, it's like, you're not that person's drummer anymore. And it's like, oh my gosh, like, what am I? Who am I? I'm not affiliated with an artist, therefore, what am I? Like, and it's awful. And you know, you see the desperation in the actions that then follow to kind of reestablish that identity of, I am X's drummer. And it, you know, I've been at the other end of, you know, hurtful things being done, because the desperation is so much greater, and the discomfort with losing that identity and the desperation of getting it back, whether it be with that artist or another artist, you know, so many things are sacrificed in the fallout of that. And for me, I don't want that. I don't want that fallout. I don't want it. I'm happy to say I am playing with XYZ, but I never want to say I am XYZ's drummer. Aside from having my commitment issues with only being with like one artist or them owning me or whatever, that's a whole separate thing. But the kind of mental fallout of that, I think, is kind of very dangerous. And again, it's kind of going back to me and Hannah talking about it. It's the same with, I'm an ice skater with Disney on Ice. I tour with Disney on Ice. In fact, no, even that. But anyway, this kind of identity of, I am a touring musician. This was another interesting conversation that I had, actually, with Kira Drums. If you want to follow her on Instagram, she is a wonderful human. I adore her. She is awesome. She does these incredible drum camps for beginners and intermediate women. She's a legend. She's so cool. Anyway, we went for brunch at the Breakfast Club, which was lovely, by the way. There's usually a queue there. We managed to not queue. It was cool. We sat down and we were talking about, oh, a plethora of things. In fact, weirdly, she messaged me literally half an hour ago. And we were talking about identity again. And we're quite similar in kind of the way that we see things, especially with like business and stuff like that. But we were talking about identity. And we were talking about the fact that, for instance, like, if I wasn't touring, or if I didn't have this studio and I was no longer like doing my remote recording, would I still consider myself a drummer? If I went into purely education, for instance, like, so I do mentoring, right? This is no secret. I've been doing this for about a year, like properly. And oh my God, I love it so much. But anyway, we were talking about if I transitioned into doing just mentoring as an extreme example, because obviously I love touring, I love recording, I love playing, blah, 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 blah. But it was sort of a hypothetical that she was asking me. By the way, Kira, I love the fact that you asked me this as a hypothetical because it's always so interesting to me to think about these things. She said, right, if you went fully into mentoring, would you still consider yourself a drummer? And instinctively, my mind, my heart, my soul went no. And I thought that was so interesting. And she was like, yeah, but you'd still be playing. And I was like, yeah. And I realized that this is awful. I feel like this is a real omission. I feel like in order to be seen, like I need to be seen as a drummer to identify as a drummer, AKA I need to be out there touring and be seen to be touring professionally, recording professionally, as a drummer to be a drummer. It's wild. It's a wild thing to realize about yourself. And by the way, I am going to be turning more into mentoring stuff. So I'm really going to be challenging this whole identity thing. But then I was thinking about, again, me retrospectively, love a bit of retrospective introspection. introspection. And I thought about when I was a kid and when I started playing drums when I was 11. Now, I remember distinctly never identifying as a drummer. I played the drums. That was the best I could do because to me there needed to be certain criteria that needed to be adhered to before I could officially call myself a drummer. And for me, that was, in fact, I don't even remember, I think it was making a full-time living from it. It was probably a little before that, so maybe when I started making money from it, basically, then I could officially call myself a drummer. So that was probably around about 17, something like that. So I spent 6 years playing where I was like, or 5 years playing where I was like, I am, I play the drums, but I am not a drummer yet. Yet is such a great word. I love the word yet. So I was thinking about that. I was like, that's really interesting. And then it was, I'm a drummer when I started earning a bit of money. Look, I was still living at home. It was not full-time living. So therefore, I was not a professional drummer. But you better believe, as soon as I moved out and was supporting myself financially from my drumming, oh, you better believe I was a professional drummer. Hey, what do you do? I'm a professional drummer. Everyone I could tell, I would be like, I'm a professional drummer. Hello, nice to meet you. And then I was thinking as well about the fact that when I would go to drum shows, I would, you know, before I was a professional drummer, I would really struggle to interact with people because I didn't feel good enough as a drummer because I wasn't a professional drummer. And then before that, because I was playing drums and I wasn't a drummer. It's just wild, this kind of, and that would bring me into social situations with a completely different outlook and a completely different approach, how I would talk to people. And mainly it was, and I still do this to be fair, when I get uncomfortable, which a friend of mine pointed out to me so abruptly the other day. Thank you, Reese. Love you for it, but my goodness. And that was, I would ask everyone else loads of questions about themselves. I would never allow them to, or I would try to not let them ask me what I've been up to or what I'm doing or whatever else, because I was so ashamed of that I wasn't doing enough, that I wasn't doing the things that a professional drummer does, because I'm not a professional drummer yet, if that makes sense. Now, obviously, there will be a pitfall with that. There could be a pitfall for that. One of my biggest fears is getting any sort of like motor neuron disease or anything like that, Parkinson's, MS, where I lose the control of my body. And that would, like, if I could not identify as a drummer, you better come check on me. That's all I can say. You better come check on me, because that's gonna be tough if that ever happens. So anyway, sorry, I know that's a bit dark and whatnot, but these are the things I think about. And in terms of like identity and thinking about going to drum shows when I was a kid, mate, I was even thinking about that this year. So I can't remember when this is coming out, but In fact, no, I think it's happening this weekend. So NAMM will have happened by the time this comes out, which is a trade show that happens in LA every year. There's also Summer NAMM, which is in Nashville every year, and which I've never been to. But NAMM, the winter NAMM, as they call it, which it is, but it makes me laugh because it's always sunny in LA. It's always like lovely, hot, beautiful. Anyway, I went in 2020. That was the last time that I went. I love NAMM. It's so much fun. It's a lot, though. It's a lot. It's, yeah, it's an onslaught of just chatting. It's wonderful. It takes a lot out of me. But anyway, I was planning on going this year. Now, I was planning this maybe, it would have been the beginning of 2023. Yeah, that makes sense. Because the because of COVID, it had shifted and da-da-da-da-da. But it was going back to January as of 2024. And I thought, right, yeah, I'm going to go to that one. Now, at the time that I was thinking about going, I was playing with the Voice Kids. I was playing with Kim Wilde. I was obviously in the studio. I'm always in the studio. I had started doing my mentoring. I was really enjoying that. Blah, 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 blah. Wicked. So I was kind of like toying with this idea. And I thought, yeah, it'd be really good to just kind of hang out and just see how people are and catch up with people. Blah, 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 blah. Like, no, I never go with any particular agenda, as it were. It's literally just to catch up with my mates, to be honest. Like, mostly my American mates, which, hi, if you're listening, you know who you are. So anyway, but as the year has progressed, obviously the Voice Kids disappeared, that show got cancelled, which was a real shame. Kim Wilde has gone back down to one drummer. I was also meant to start working with another artist, which ended up not happening because of problems with US visas, which was not a problem on my end, thank goodness, but yeah, it was an issue. So that went away. And my parents asked me, like, fairly recently, they were like, oh, so you're going to go to NAMM this year? And I was like, oh, no. And they were like, oh, I thought that you were going to go. And I was like, yeah, but now, because I haven't really got any work in, it's kind of, it makes me feel awkward going there. People are like, oh, what are you up to? And I'm like, nothing. Even though it's not true, it's not nothing. It was just, when I thought about this, it was incredible to me, and not in a good way, that even after 25 years of playing, I still fall foul to this idea that my identity only has value if I'm touring with named artists. It's horrendous. It's such an awful admission. Honestly, I feel gross admitting this, but I've always said I'd be open with you guys. I can't help it. But yeah, I don't have value if I'm not working with or playing with a known artist. Obviously, I've got my stuff in the studio. I've got my mentoring, but because it's something that I've created, it kind of doesn't, like, how do I put this? It's not as recognized as if I said, oh, I'm out playing with Kim Wilde. Oh, I'm out doing the Voice Kids, you know, doing this TV show in the UK. Like, it's horrendous. I'm kind of saying this in an annoyed way. That's why I'm getting louder. But it's awful. I feel awful about that. The fact that so much of my identity is linked into what I'm doing, what I'm producing, and who I'm seen to be working with. That's the worst bit about it. It's who I'm seen to be working with. And I think I need to change that because I don't think it's healthy for me. So as I say, this is going to be a year of change anyway for various reasons, which I will tell you about another time. But I'm definitely going to be challenging this identity really badly, because I'm gonna really be shifting into more of the mentoring, coaching side of my life, which again I'll explain another time. But yeah, so I am actively going to be challenging this idea that I am only valuable if I'm working with named artists, and my identity is heavily linked to that. I'm so scared, but I'm kind of, like I said, I kind of, in fact, this kind of leads me onto something else. And that is the way that I personally use this identity thing to my, like, in my favour. So I say this thing to myself. And the reason that I've brought this up is because in the last 5 years, for some reason, Well, I know why it's happened. I had an opportunity where there was something that really scared me and really I was afraid of in my playing, and I had an opportunity to basically confront it, and it was scary, but the potential of the opportunity was so great that it overshadowed my fear of the thing that I was trying to avoid. So I was just like, I've got to face it. There's no choice here. Like, I cannot give up this opportunity. I've been waiting for this opportunity for so long. And I faced it. Now, yay me, I got over the thing that I was scared of, but forget about that. The exercise of kind of realizing that the thing that had been scaring me for so many years, not only did I face it, but I conquered it. And it wasn't the worst, not the worst, the best thing about it was that it actually wasn't as difficult as I thought it would be. And I'd built it up in my head so much that it'd become this monster. Well, actually, it wasn't a monster. It was just something that I had to break down a little bit. And it just took a bit of time and it was fine. It taught me so much about what was possible. So since then, I've kind of developed this strange obsession with running towards things that frighten me. One of which, like I say, is this identity thing of like, you know, am I truly a drummer? Even thinking about this is making my whole body tense up. Am I really a drummer if I'm not out touring with artists? That's kind of the crux of it. And as I say, this isn't to say that I'm saying I'm coming off the road, you know. Of course, I'll be touring for the rest of my life in various capacities, working with artists in various capacities, even if that's recording, touring, whatever. Anyway, sorry. Again, this is kind of just, I'm trying to preface it to be like, I'm not saying that I'm not going to be, you know, playing live anymore. I'm not saying that I'm not going to be drumming anymore. I'm not saying that I'm not going to be recording anymore. It's awful. But what I am saying is this idea of kind of like that, not controlling me, but being such a big force in stopping me from going into other areas that I want to go into. And like I say, this mentoring thing has opened my world. I love it so much. It fills my heart. It fulfills me in a way that I've never experienced in my life. And I want to lean into that, even though this identity, this big identity part of me is very fearful of like how people will perceive me, how people will see me. It's ridiculous, and I understand that. But what I do is I kind of trick myself. So because I tell myself, like I say, when I notice these fears coming up and these kind of ways of moving away from stuff, I just go, right, I'm the kind of person that. And the rest of that sentence is very important. So I'm the kind of, because of the last 5 years, I'm the kind of person that moves towards the things that scare me. I believe it. It's not how I've always been. Absolutely not. Another one would be if I'm really struggling with something, you know, I'm the kind of person that holds on and keeps going. Because I'm that kind of person. And when I put it in terms of that, where it becomes part of my identity and who I am, it makes it a little easier to act in accordance with that. I'm the kind of person that is fairly healthy. Therefore, I will eat well today. I will eat good food. I will not go and get a KFC. I think I had a dream last night about getting KFC. I think that happened. That's hilarious. Also, George Clooney was in my dream last night. That's weird. On stage. I wasn't chatting to him. Yeah, he was on stage. And Buddy Rich was there. This is weird. Anyway, I'm the kind of person that's very, goes off on tangents. I am. Absolutely. I'm the kind of person that wants to be vulnerable with people. Therefore, that's why I'm here doing this thing. Interestingly, I was thinking about this when I was planning this episode, something that I don't identify with, and this is very meta because of what I'm doing right now, I don't identify as a podcaster. This sounds weird. So basically, the other day, I went into Curry's, which is an electronics shop over here. It's not great, I'll be honest. But anyway, I had to get hold of a very like cheap microphone, basically, to do some stuff. and the guy helping me, who was wonderful, by the way, a rarity in those shops, a guy called Anthony, I think. He was so sweet. And he was just like, right, so, and I said, look, I just need a cheap microphone, basically. He's like, all right, cool. Like, let me show you these. And then he was like, what are you using it for? And I was like, and as the words came out of my mouth, I was like, oh God. I said, I'm just using it for podcasting. And he went, oh, and I went, I'm not a podcaster though. And I thought that was so interesting. The way that I was like, but I'm not a podcaster. But I have over 130 episodes. I think I might be a podcaster. But no, I identify as a drummer that does a podcast. But again, do I identify as a drummer if I'm not doing as much drumming? Again, this is, it's just all a kerfuffle. It's an absolute kerfuffle. But I'm kind of working my way through it. I think I am Emily. I am Emily. Hi. I'm a mess. I think it's really interesting to actively think about the ways that you identify yourself. And then this can be in ways of like relationships as well. Like I said, I am a sister. What does that mean? Well, I don't even know what that means, because I've been a sister for all of my life, bar just under 2 years. And what does that mean to me? I don't even know. It's who I am. I just think it's worth noticing how you're identifying yourself and what the parameters of that identity is. And for me personally, it's about not putting too much onus on the identities that you ostensibly, is that the right word? Can't control? Is that the right word, or have I just used a random word that is incorrect, that you effectively can't control? Like I say, this comes back to this idea of being I am X's drummer, and then the gig goes away, which happens. You know, even so, this gig recently that I was meant to be doing, like it was basically a couple of months touring with an artist in the States, and I told a couple of people because it was relevant, but I had not announced it, as it were, officially. And it was, I'm glad that I didn't, to be honest, because that would have been a bit of an identity. Like, I will be playing with X, and then it's like, oh no, I'm not anymore. And it's like, oh, it's awkward. It's only little, it doesn't even matter, but it's just like, I had the audacity to identify as someone who was playing with that artist, and then it's gone away. I think it's interesting. It's an interesting thing to think about, I think, personally. I think it's come also from my psychology degree, and just kind of like identity is such an important part of it. And obviously identities can be like wider ranging than just being a musician or creative or whatever you do, whatever you sort of like deem yourself to be. You know, it can be cultural, it can be gender specific, it can be, you know, it's just all sorts, just the way you live. You know, I'm a North Londoner, that sort of thing, which is stupid. It's a stupid thing to identify as, not only because, yes, I grew up in North London, but I don't currently live in North London. And also the sort of unspoken things that come with that, i.e. therefore, if you're from South London, we can't be friends, which is not true. I'm friends with everyone. Like, I don't care who you are, where you're from, whatever. Like, as long as you're operating with kindness and not hurting people, we can be friends. Like, that's my vibe. Come one, come all. I think it's interesting. So yeah, this year very much going to be me challenging my identity as a drummer. And again, I will go into that a little more in a few weeks when I know where I'm at, because there's been some big changes happening in terms of life, career. It's all a bit scary, if I'm honest. as a podcaster, no, I'm joking. No, do you know what? This podcast has actually been quite a stabilizing force for me. So again, I just want to say thank you to you for listening. Again, I want to apologize. No, I want to say thank you specifically also to the lovely, I just spat, the Patreon supporters, because again, you are the reason that I'm able to carry on doing this, and you give me accountability aside from anything to carry on doing this. Because it's important to me. It's really important to me to be able to be there for you guys in some capacity. And although you may not realize it, you're there for me too. And I appreciate you for that. I appreciate everyone listening for that. Anyway, I'm going to go and identify myself. Sit in a dark room and identify who my identity is. I am Emily. Right. If you enjoyed this episode and you're watching on YouTube, hey, please feel free to like, share and subscribe. If you are listening on any good podcasting platforms, please feel free to leave a review. It really helps for other people to help find this community, of which, can I just say, this community is the best. Some of the kindest, most interesting people that I've ever met. Oh, because of this podcast and reaching out and just saying, hey, how you doing? And if you are listening and you want to reach out, please do. I love hearing from you. Honestly, it makes my day just seeing the scope of the kinds of people that listen to this and it connects with, because that's what this is all about for me. It's about connecting with other humans and connecting other humans with other humans, because we're all in this together. We are in varying forms and with various identities. But there we go. But yeah, and then if you want to go the extra mile, as the lovely Patreon supporters do, you can also support this on Patreon by going to patreon.com/EmilyDrums. And if you want to see any of the other random things that I do, as I say, I'm pivoting more into mentoring this year. So if you want to reach out about that, you can at EmilyDrums.com. But yes, anyway, I hope you have a lovely day wherever you are, whatever you're up to, whatever you're doing. It is currently raining here, but there is sunshine in my heart. Okay, I'm going to go. Bye-bye. Have a lovely, lovely day, week, whatever it is for you. And I will see you next time for another subject. All right. Bye. It's Emily's Guide to